AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says it is necessary to raise interest rates.
It is essential that we bring inflation down if we are to have a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
Today's action is the most aggressive move by the central bank in more than 20 years.
Today, the FOMC raised its policy interest rate by a half percentage point and anticipates that ongoing increases in the target rate for the federal funds rate will be appropriate.
The Dow surged more than 900 points, and the S&P 500 had its biggest one-day gain in 2 years. The leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion bent on abolishing the right to abortion touches off political actions at the state and federal levels. Marjorie Dannensfelser is president of the anti-abortion Susan B. Anthony List.
The left has announced today and yesterday, all at the same time as the leak, magically, that this will be their top issue, that this will be the choice in the election. The DCCC has said that. Schumer has said that.
Her group is gearing up for the midterms, pushing its agenda to further restrict or ban abortions in a majority of the states.
In 30 states, we have a great shot ambitious pro-life laws. Ambitious meaning whatever the strongest consensus is in their states.
The Republican tactics could include aggressive efforts to sue abortion providers and find other ways to punish those assisting a person seeking an abortion. 14 healthcare providers, from clinic operators to doctors, a dentist, and a nurse in the eastern U.S., are charged with illegally distributing prescriptions for more than 5 million pain pills. Federal investigators say the 14 unnecessarily prescribed painkillers to obtain Medicare and Medicaid payments. A Kentucky dentist is charged with prescribing opioids to a patient 3 times in 5 days. That patient died from a morphine overdose. More than 100,000 people died of drug overdoses in this country last year. This is AP News. The State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken has tested positive for the coronavirus.
Spokesman Ned Price says Blinken was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend.
The good news is that he is fully vaccinated, he is boosted. He is experiencing only mild symptoms.
Earlier tests on Blinken were negative, but the latest test was positive. He plans to isolate at home and work virtually until the quarantine period is over. Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about Blinken's recent access to the White House.
He's not seen the president in several days, and he's not considered a close contact.
Vice President Kamala Harris was cleared to return to the White House after testing positive last week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Sources say Donald Trump Jr. met yesterday with members of the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol by backers of his father. Trump Jr. is one of nearly 1,000 witnesses interviewed by the committee. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.